Throughout the Middle East and North Africa, or MENA, wasta is a currency more powerful than dirhams or dinars. Wasta is the clout you get from who you know, and it can make every aspect of your life easier, from getting a new phone line installed to getting a foot in the corporate door. In the past, wasta was the chief means of keeping peace within societies. But today, most people agree that wasta is breaking societies down. Reporter Cecily Hillary has more.
In historic times, wasta was the chief means for solving conflicts and managing relationships within the tribe or family group. An elder, respected by both sides of a dispute, was called on to mediate a problem. Wasta could also ensure that the poor or marginalized got what was rightfully theirs. Robert Cunningham is Professor Emeritus of Political Science at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. He is also the co-author of Wasta, the Hidden Force. He likes to tell a story about how he first discovered that he had earned some wasta of his own. Cunningham flew to Amman, Jordan for a visit. After the plane landed, he discovered his luggage had been lost. He made several calls to the airline, which couldn't resolve his problem. That's when he remembered a former student in Aleppo who had a friend in the airline industry. Cunningham made one call to the former student, and the very next day his luggage was hand-delivered to his hotel.
I couldn't accomplish, in several days what he was able to accomplish with a phone call to his friend. In the system, I was a disadvantaged person. So only by going around the system was I able to get what I needed to get justifiably.
Justifiably. That's a key word when discussing wasta. If you have enough wasta, you can get that dream job over a candidate who might be far more qualified than you. You can get out of serving time for a crime or get elected to political office and then hire all of your relatives to work for you, whether they're competent or not. Lubna Alzaru is a second-year student at Bethlehem University in the Palestinian West Bank. She talks about just how pervasive wasta is.
Everywhere, like in your daily life. Like it's one of the most common words used in daily life, Everybody talks about it. When I talk to my friends about my plans in the future, they always tell me, you need a wasta.
If she doesn't have enough wasta, she may never get a good job.
It makes me nervous, especially since I'm going to graduate in 2 years. Basically, what they're telling me is that whatever qualifications I have and whatever university I go to, if I don't know somebody and they help me, then I probably won't get a job.
Wasta is not just a Palestinian problem. It's prevalent throughout the entire MENA region. Earlier this year, the Qatar-based youth employment initiative Silatech partnered with Gallup to conduct a comprehensive poll of youth in the League of Arab States. It found that the majority of Arab youth perceive wasta as critical to their future success. Dr. Azmi Shwabi is a former member of the Palestinian Legislative Council and founder of Aman, or Transparency International Palestine. He says that while wasta is so ingrained in Middle Eastern culture and behavior, most people in the MENA region perceive themselves as victims of wasta.
There is a feeling of injustice and sometimes frustration and the loss of equal opportunities. There is no trust of those officials who are responsible.
Dr. Shwaibi's group helped push a new Palestinian Authority law which criminalizes wasta and other forms of corruption. He now heads a new commission set up to investigate charges of wasta. Those found guilty could face from 3 to 15 years in prison. But changing the law is only the first step, and Shwaibi admits combating wasta won't be easy.
We can initiate the starting, but we need the help and supporting of all other good people in the society and in the government.
Eliminating systemic wasta will also require the combined energy of educational systems, the media, religious entities, and even, says Shwaibi, individual families. For VOA, I'm Cecily Hillary in Washington.